So Helen, obviously this report that's come out today, what's it all about?
Well, following Grenfell Tower, Shelter decided that there was some cause for concern about the state of the law. So they commissioned us and Dave Cowan at the University of Bristol to really look carefully at the law to see where the weaknesses and the gaps were, to see if we could put forward recommendations that could at least help reduce the risks of something like Grenfell happening again.
And so what were the key findings?
The key findings are that the law is complicated, that even those who are responsible for enforcing it don't necessarily understand it. There are gaps in the law. There are barriers in the way of owners and occupiers taking action to enforce health and safety standards in the home. And overall, we need action really on a national, local and individual occupier front to make sure that the situation is improved.
You speak about the hazards. What are these categories 1 and 2 then? What do they kind of qualify as?
Well, I mean, category 1 hazard is where the risk of death or serious injury in the home is so high that that there is a serious risk of that happening within 12 months. And a category 2 hazard is a less serious hazard, but still has implications for health and safety. So those are our two categories of hazard. If a category 1 hazard is found, the local authority has an array of powers available to it. But sometimes there's also a responsibility on the local authority to talk to the landlords, and sometimes negotiating with the landlords obscures the need to take urgent action because somebody's life and health is at serious risk.
What are some of these specific failings then?
Another issue is if you are a local authority tenant, the enforcing agency for the Housing Act 2004 is the local authority, and there's legal barriers in the way of local authorities taking action against itself. So where it's the landlord, the tenant actually has a reduced number of remedies available to him or her. So those are a couple of the issues. In the private law, there is a standard of fitness for human habitation, which theoretically is enforceable in law, but the you have to fall below a particular rent limit, which is at the moment £52 a year, hasn't been updated for I think nearly 100 years. So not many people pay less than £52 a year for their rent. So that certainly needs updating. So it's that sort of thing.
So who's most badly hit by these failings in the law?
People who are who have local authority landlords because they don't have access to the 2004 Act, which is our strongest set of remedies. And people in the private rented sector who have quite a high level of insecurity, they can be evicted quite easily, and who are not well enough off to be able to exercise their market rights and say, well, I don't like this property, so I'll go and find another one. And actually, with the cost of renting, that is a huge proportion of people who are in the private rented sector.
You say it's partly historic, but what's obviously the cause in this day and age?
Well, I think there's a range of causes. All these things are always complex. You could say at the local authority level, it's a lack of resources attached to enforcement, perhaps a lack of willingness to court the political unpopularity of taking strict action against landlords when local authorities want there to be more housing available in their area. So that's an issue. And again, there's an issue from national government's perspective. They could have made much more powerful duties on local authorities. They could, there's a power within the Act for them to issue national guidance on reporting what activities taken under the Act and everything like that. That has never been implemented. So I suppose we would argue that there's been a lack of focus on the needs of the occupiers of housing for decent and safe homes.
What needs to be done now then to obviously correct this?
What our report recommends is that a new act is passed that prioritises the health and safety in the home of all occupiers, that sets out a series of remedies that don't depend on whether you're a local authority tenant or a private tenant, that impose stronger duties on local authorities, that there's reporting back on action taken to improve standards, that all of the law is looked at, consolidated, modernised, so it's fit for purpose now, and that we have remedies against retaliatory eviction, this government has enacted, but they need to be beefed up so that tenants who complain about bad conditions don't fear losing their home because of what they have tried to achieve.